Lesson 9. God will provide himself a lamb. Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Abraham chapter 1, Genesis chapters 15 through 17, and chapters 21 through 22. Purpose: to help class members better understand Heavenly Father's sacrifice in offering his son as they learn of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the following scriptures. Note, Genesis chapter 17 tells of the Lord changing Abram's name to Abraham and Sarai's name to Sarah. See verses 5 and 15. The names Abraham and Sarah are used throughout this lesson. A. Abraham chapter 1, verses 1 and 5 through 20. As a young man, Abraham is persecuted by the false priests of Pharaoh. They attempt to sacrifice him, but he is saved by Jehovah. B. Genesis, chapters 15 through 17, and chapter 21. Later in his life, Abraham desires and is promised seed, chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Sarah gives Hagar to Abraham as his wife. Hagar bears Ishmael, chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. God again speaks of his covenant with Abraham, promising that he will be the father of many nations. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. See Lesson 7. The birth of Isaac, through whom the covenant would continue, is announced. Genesis chapter 17, verses 16 through 22. Sarah bears Isaac, chapter 21, verses 1 through 12. C. Genesis chapter 22. God commands Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. Abraham prepares to sacrifice Isaac, but God provides a ram to be sacrificed instead, chapter 22, verses 3 through 19. 2. Additional reading. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 19. James chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. Jacob chapter 4, verse 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 34 through 36. 3. If you use the second attention activity at least a week before this lesson, ask a few class members to prepare to tell about a time when they were blessed because they were willing to sacrifice. 4. If the following audiovisual materials are available, you may want to use some of them as part of the lesson. A. A brief excerpt from Abraham, the Promise, or Abraham is Commanded to Sacrifice Isaac, parts 4 and 6 of the Beginnings, Abraham, video cassette, item number 53150. B. The pictures An Angel Saves Abraham, 62607, Gospel Art Picture Kit 104, and Abraham Taking Isaac to be Sacrificed, 62054, Gospel Art Picture Kit 105. Suggested Lesson Development, Attention Activity. You may want to use one of the following activities, or one of your own, to begin the lesson. Select the activity that would be most appropriate for the class. 1. Ask class members to think of a person they love very much, or a possession they value highly. How would you feel if God asked you to give up or sacrifice this person or possession? What would you do? 2. Invite a few class members to tell about a time when they were blessed because they were willing to sacrifice. After either of these activities, explain that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, whom Abraham loved very much. Although Abraham was not ultimately required to make this sacrifice, his willingness to do so was accounted unto him for righteousness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 36. Because of Abraham's righteousness, he and his descendants were greatly blessed. Scripture Discussion and Application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Abraham is nearly sacrificed by the false priests of Pharaoh. Teach and discuss Abraham chapter 1, verses 1 and 5 through 20. Part of this lesson focuses on God's command that Abraham sacrifice Isaac. To help class members understand the significance of this command and the depth of Abraham's faith, the lesson begins with a brief discussion of Abraham's experience when he, as a young man, was almost sacrificed by a false priest of Pharaoh. What were the conditions in Chaldea when Abraham lived there? See Abraham chapter 1, verses 1 and 5 through 8. What did Pharaoh's false priests try to do to Abraham? See Abraham chapter 1, verses 7 and 12. How was Abraham saved from these false priests? See Abraham chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 and 20. How might Abraham's experience on the altar of the false priests have helped prepare him for future trials? How can our trials help us prepare for future difficulties? 2. Abraham has children through Hagar and Sarah. Teach and discuss Genesis chapters 15 through 17 and chapter 21. What promise did the Lord give Abraham regarding children? See Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Why did Sarah give Hagar to Abraham as his wife? See Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, and Doctrine and Covenants section 132, verses 34 and 35. What promise did the Lord give Hagar? See Genesis chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. What did God reveal to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verses 15, 16, 19, and 21? How did Abraham respond? See Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Note that while the King James Version of the Bible says that Abraham laughed when he heard that Sarah would bear a son, an alternate translation of the Hebrew word is rejoiced. The Joseph Smith translation of the Bible says that Abraham rejoiced at the news. What can the revelation that Abraham and Sarah would have a son teach us about how God fulfills his promises? God will fulfill his promises, though not necessarily in the way or at the time we might expect. Point out that Abraham and many others in the Scriptures had to wait faithfully for many years before promised blessings were given. How were the promises that God made regarding Isaac different from those regarding Ishmael? See Genesis chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. 3. God commands Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Teach and discuss Genesis chapter 22. Why did God ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? See Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Note footnote 1a, which says the word tempt in this verse means to test or prove. Why would this have been a difficult test for Abraham? Not only was Isaac his son, but God had promised that the Abrahamic covenant would continue through Isaac and his descendants. Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Another reason this would have been difficult is that as a young man, Abraham himself had nearly been sacrificed by the false priests of Pharaoh. Abraham chapter 1, verses 1 and 5 through 20. How did Abraham respond to God's command to sacrifice Isaac? See Genesis chapter 22, verses 2 and 3. What can we learn from Abraham about faith and obedience? See Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, and James chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. How did Isaac respond to this situation? See Genesis chapter 22, verses 3 through 10. There is no indication that Isaac opposed the intention of Abraham to sacrifice him. Elder Dallin H. Oaks explained, "When they came to the prescribed place, Abraham built an altar and laid wood upon it. Then, the Bible says, Abraham bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood." Genesis chapter 22, verse 9. What did Isaac think when Abraham did such a strange thing? The Bible mentions no struggle or objection. Isaac's silence can be explained only in terms of his trust in and obedience to his father. In Conference Report, October 1992, page 51, or Ensign, November 1992, page 37. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac was a similitude of Heavenly Father's willingness to sacrifice His only begotten Son. Jacob chapter 4, verse 5, and Genesis chapter 22, verses 8 and 13. What are some similarities between Abraham's experience and Heavenly Father's? What is the greatest difference? In what way can we be compared to Isaac? If Isaac represents us, whom does the ram in the thicket represent? How do these comparisons help you better understand Heavenly Father's love for you in sacrificing His Son? Elder Dallin H. Oaks said, "This story shows the goodness of God in protecting Isaac and in providing a substitute so he would not have to die. Because of our sins and our mortality, we, like Isaac, are condemned to death. When all other hope is gone, our Father in heaven provides the Lamb of God, and we are saved by His sacrifice." In Conference Report, October 1992, page 51, or Ensign, November 1992, page 37. What did Abraham prove through this test? See Genesis chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. Invite class members to tell about other situations, scriptural or personal, where individuals have been tested as an opportunity to prove their faithfulness. Ask class members also to tell of the joy and blessings that have come through proving faithful. Why is Isaac referred to in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16, as Abraham's only son? Isaac was the son through whom the covenant would continue. This reference also emphasizes the parallel between Isaac and our Savior, the only begotten Son of the Father. What blessings were assured to Abraham because of his faithfulness? See Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. What blessings are we promised through the Abrahamic covenant? See Lesson 7. What are our responsibilities as heirs of the Abrahamic covenant? Conclusion. Express your appreciation for the example of faith and obedience provided by Abraham. Testify that Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac was a similitude of Heavenly Father's willingness to sacrifice His only begotten Son. Invite class members to share their feelings about the atonement and the great love that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for us. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Learning from trials. President Hugh B. Brown said that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac because Abraham needed to learn something about Abraham. In Truman G. Madsen, The Highest in Us, page 49. What might Abraham have learned about himself from this experience? What have you learned from your trials? The Lord revealed that we must be tried even as Abraham. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 4. Why do you think this is necessary? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 5 and 35 through 38. Also, section 122, verses 5 through 7. What can we do now to prepare ourselves for sacrifices the Lord may ask us to make? 2. Building a strong relationship with God. Abraham chapter 1 and Abraham chapter 2 describe the relationships that Abraham and his father had with God. Abraham's father turned to God in times of trouble, but turned to idol worship when things were going well in his life. Abraham chapter 1, verses 5 and 30, and chapter 2, verse 5. Abraham, on the other hand, sought God continually. Abraham chapter 1, verses 2 and 4, and chapter 2, verse 12. How can we seek God, making our relationship with Him active rather than passive? How can we make our commitment to God more consistent so that we seek Him in times of peace and comfort as well as in times of trial? End of Lesson 9, God Will Provide Himself a Lamb, Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.